Vespers. The Lord Jesus has disappeared from our earth, but his memory and his promises are treasured in the heart of the Church. She follows in spirit the glorious triumph of her spouse, a triumph so well deserved by his having accomplished the world's redemption. She keenly feels her widowhood, but she awaits with unshaken confidence the promised Comforter. The hours of this trying day are passing away, and evening is coming on. She once more assembles her children, and in the office of Vespers, commemorates all that has happened in this sublime mystery of the Ascension. The antiphons of the Psalms relate the great event of noon. The tone of sadness that runs through their melody is in keeping with the feelings excited by the separation. Antiphon. Ye men of Galilee, why look ye up to heaven? This Jesus who is taken from you into heaven shall so come. Alleluia. Psalm. Dixit Dominus. Antiphon. And when they beheld him going up to heaven, they said, Alleluia. Psalm. Confitebor. Antiphon. Lifting up his hands, he blessed them, and was carried up to heaven. Alleluia. Psalm. Beatus vir. Antiphon. Praise ye the King of Kings, and sing a hymn to God. Alleluia. Psalm. Laudate pueri. Antiphon. As they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him into heaven. Alleluia. Psalm. Laudate Dominum. Capitulum. Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up. The hymn was composed by St. Ambrose, and is full of sweetness. It was somewhat changed in the 17th century, and in this changed form we now have it. Hymn. O Jesus, Redeemer of mankind, joy of our hearts, Creator of the world redeemed, and chaste light of them that love thee. What mercy was it that led thee to take upon thee our sins, and suffer death, O innocent victim, that thou mightest free us from death? Thou brokest the gates of hell, and the chains of them that were bound. A conqueror with noblest triumph, thou now sittest at the right hand of the Father. May thy clemency lead thee to repair our losses. O give us to see thy face, and enrich us with the blessed light. Be thou our guide and path to heaven. Be thou the object of our heart's desire. Be thou the joy of our tears and the sweet recompense of a life spent for thee. Amen. The Lord in heaven, alleluia, hath prepared his throne, alleluia. The Magnificat anthem is an appeal made to our Jesus that he would be mindful of his own and his Father's promise and not delay to console his bride by sending her the Holy Spirit. The Church repeats this antiphon every day till the arrival of the heavenly guest. Antiphon of the Magnificat. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, who didst this day ascend in triumph above all the heavens, leave us not orphans, but send upon us the Spirit of truth, promised us by the Father. Alleluia. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that we who believe that thy only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day into heaven, may also dwell there in desire.